Intro, November 2nd, 1989, All Souls Day, Melvin Williams.
We have come here to remember. We have come to remember the God of our mothers and fathers. We have come to remember. We have come to remember God's grace in our lives. We have come to remember. In remembering God's grace, we are called to respond in thanksgiving. We have come to remember. In remembering God's presence in our past, we are called to affirm our trust in the God of all futures. O holy God, in communion with your saints in all ages, with prophets and apostles, reformers and martyrs, and with our beloved friends who have simply loved you, we offer our praise and thanksgiving. Accept our worship and our love in the spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. We remember the saints of this community, family members and friends who have died. We will now have a time of silence as we reminisce on those who have come into our presence and have departed. We remember Dr. James Tull, Dr. John Calton, Virginia Watry, Beverly Johnson, and others. Dear Lord, we come to you because we are thankful for the lives of those individuals who have helped us, who have nurtured and encouraged us. Dear Lord, we miss them, but we also glory in knowing that they are now in rest and peace with you. Amen.
After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they? And where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." This is the word of the Lord.
I believe in the communion of saints. O blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine, yet all are one. for all are thine. Alleluia. On the church's calendar, today is All Souls Day, which follows All Saints Day. All Souls Day originated in the 10th century as a more intimate extension of the Feast of All Saints from the 5th century. This All Souls Day is a day to remember our family members and friends who have died. It's not a morbid day. It's a day to give thanks to God for the gift of these saints who have graced our lives. And a saint, remember, is not some pious person with a halo. A saint is the New Testament word for any believer in Jesus Christ. Perhaps the best way to grasp the meaning of the saints of God is simply to look around us. So I want to invite you to go ahead and do that. You have permission. Go ahead and look around at the people who are here today. This is not staring, it is beholding. There's a difference. We are beholding the saints of God who are worshiping here today. Both All Saints Day and All Souls Day remind us that the most important thing about church is people, God's people. We are connected with each other, relationships. We are connected also with people who have traveled this earthly journey before us. We belong to Christians of all ages. And if we believe in the communion of saints, we need to claim our history. We need to expand our view of time and space. I once had an engaging conversation with a 12-year-old Jewish girl who had just finished her bat mitzvah, her ritual of initiation into the Jewish faith, and I asked her, "What does your bat mitzvah mean to you?" And she was quick to answer. She said, "It means that I am the youngest member of the oldest people in all of civilization." At the age of 12, this girl knew that she was a part of a people who had a great history, and she had a great sense of belonging. The Bible tells us that we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses from all ages of history, and that's the perspective of All Saints and All Souls Day. Most of us have a limited view of history. Many of us belong to churches that have existed for perhaps 30 years or 50 years, maybe 75 years. When I was in England a few years ago, I walked into a small church and there was a sign posted in the vestibule that said, "People have worshipped God on this spot for 900 years. Now that's tradition, history. And I began to picture a procession of faces entering those doors, children, parents, grandparents in the 11th century, in the 13th, in the 15th, in the 17th, the 19th, the 20th. And then I thought of those periodic times in my life when I have been mad at the church, disgruntled. That ever happened to you? Times when I was even tempted to give up, like during the racial crisis of the 1960s, or even today in the midst of our distress over the crisis in the Southern Baptist Convention. But every time I have been disenchanted with the church, I have eventually come back to remember this procession of thoughtful, courageous people who have stayed with the church through wars and famines and depressions and revolutions and reformations and takeovers and splits and every other kind of crisis you can name, and we still exist. Despite our frustrations with the church, and we know that we're in the worst SBC holy war ever, the church has still lasted. The saints of Christ have persevered through the centuries. which is evidence aplenty that the Holy Spirit is alive and continuing to stir and inspire even through or despite our present Baptist tribulation. Yes, I believe in the communion of saints. And I think of the saints of the Bible who continue to sustain me, and any of us could name our honor roll of biblical saints, from Abraham and Sarah, Ruth and Miriam and Amos and Jeremiah and Mary and Joseph and Peter and Paul and Thomas and the women who announced the resurrection, and those women were the first preachers of the resurrection. I believe in the communion of saints. For as we know them and learn from them and find strength from them, we also commune with them. And I see in this procession of saints of 2,000 years of church history a procession that some Baptists may choose to overlook. The gifts of people like Justin Martyr in the second century and Irenaeus, who said the glory of God is people fully alive, and Grand Augustine, who said our hearts are restless until they rest in thee, and Saint Benedict and Julian of Norwich and Saint Francis and Martin Luther and John Calvin and John Wesley and Roger Williams in New England and Lottie Moon, our major Southern Baptist saint, and Bonhoeffer and Gandhi and Dorothy Day and Pope John the 23rd and Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King and Mother Teresa and Bishop Tutu in South Africa. And don't forget Thomas Merton the monk and Abraham Heschel the rabbi. Yes, I believe in the communion of saints. And all these saints continue to nurture me and encourage me. And I have my own personal procession of saints from my friends and my family, those people in my lifetime who have personally nurtured and blessed me, Carlisle Marney and John Steele, who taught on this faculty, my grandfather Papa, and my mama and daddy and my three brothers and my friends from the past 25 or 30 years. We all have our list of our personal saints. Those people who are our balcony people, as Marnie used to call them, those people who were always up there in our balcony, cheering us on, encouraging us, even when they are not physically present. Yes, I believe in the communion of saints. But part of the sadness of this day is that some of my saints are dead. Marnie and John Steele and Rabbi Heschel are no longer physically present with me. I miss them. I feel a sadness without them. But even from the other side, my saints keep on giving to me, inspiring me, teaching me. They give me energy, which is why I often ask my people after someone has died, have you heard from her, from him, lately? Of course our saints keep communicating with us through our dreams and our memories and the stories, all the stories, and the words they have written or sung or words written about them. Isn't that the way it is with Jesus? Every time we read the gospel, we hear from him. Every time we come to the Lord's table, we get back in touch with him. Every time we pick up a piece of bread and a cup of wine, he is with us again. We commune with him. And every time we tell a story of one of our saints, we continue to commune with them. In the middle of any crisis or at times of decisions, I want to ask questions of my saints. What would John Steele say to me now? What would Marnie say to me now? What would my grandfather say to me now? My grandfather, Papa, was a central person in my life. He died in 1983. 2 years ago, we named our son after him, Mark Watson. Papa was a character. Always the life of the party, always bouncing some grandchild on his knee. And after Papa died, I decided to plant a tree in our yard in Atlanta, where we lived then, a dogwood tree. It would be a Papa tree. Because I wanted to see something alive and growing that reminded me of Papa. So I planted the tree, and it died. Well, I planted a second tree. It died. I wanted Papa to be resurrected in that tree. I wanted to be able to look out the window and see him bursting forth as he had always done. When I went out to pull up the second dead Papa tree, I took my shovel and I started to cry as I pulled up the tree. And through my tears, I heard, honestly, I heard his voice. And the voice said, "New ground, son. You need new ground." And I remembered that years before, Papa had cleared a new ground back behind the home place, a new space for a new crop of food. Well, I got the message. I needed to find a new ground to plant my Papa tree. So last fall, when we moved to Durham, I planted that new Papa tree, and it is now bursting forth with the yellow and orange leaves of fall. Yes, I believe in the communion of saints. And all of us saints are moving toward that day when we will also from our labors rest. Then we will change our status to join the saints in light, the invisible saints on the other side, and then we shall enter the everlasting presence of God where perpetual light surrounds us, and we shall know that ultimate blessed communion with God for which we all yearn. And like the multitude gathered around the throne described in Revelation, we will join them singing, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels and elders fall on their faces, worshiping God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and might be to our God forever." Yes. I believe in the communion of saints, the blessed communion of the saints who sustain us even now. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirits will sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by,
shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer the tribute of praise for the blessings that hallow our days. Yes, the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that
We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in the truly human Jesus to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust God, who calls us to be the church, to celebrate life and its fullness, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God.